So, good evening, everybody. Last week we started the new perek, Hamevi, here in Beitza. We went through Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. We talked about a couple of little points. I wanted to zoom back in on the question that we had relating to Tosfos, which really, as we'll see, might also be a question on some of the other Rishonim in regards to Maris Ayin. We're not going to pursue the continuation of the Gemara yet, even though, as we mentioned last week, from some of the people in the shir, that may be one of the resolutions to our question. Let's quickly just review, jump through the part of the Mishnah that's relevant to us today, and see some of Rashi, see that Tosfos again, and deal with the question that we had on the source sheet. So, says the Gemara, maybe Kadayan, Makom Lamakom, Loivim, Bestel of a Kupa. If someone's bringing jugs of wine from place to place, Makom Lamakom is not any more specific than that. Rashi says that Makom Lamakom means somewhere within the Tchum, or if you made an Erube Tchumin, but potentially, again, it can even be from two cities that are next to each other. Just means from place to place, but this is why it's mutter to do on Yantif, meaning you would potentially have a Tchum issue. You don't have a Tchum issue here because you bring it either inside the Tchum or with an Eruv. Lo Yavim Bistal of a Kupa, you shouldn't bring them using, again, some sort of receptacle. And as we mentioned, and we talked about last time, Rashi emphasized this just means a larger quantity here. Let's say shalosh v'arba v'sach kupa v'yisa'im mishum d'nira k'ma'ase d'chol laseis masos. Because it looks like you're schlepping stuff. That's a weekday activity. People are going to see him and they're going to say, what, this is yantif? That's not the way it is. Avol maybe you al k'seifo l'fanav, or k'seifo l'fanav, again, depending which girsa you have, but you're allowed to bring it on your shoulder. Or in front of you, b'china moleches ha-tevin lo yafshil sekupa lachor, a similar halacha, if someone's bringing tevin, straw, in that case, you needed to use a kupa, so don't put it behind you like you normally would, but yada, you can hold it in your hands, though. And then the Mishnah went on to some other topics, which we're not going to talk about. The point is, Rashi explained in these cases that when you're doing things the way you normally do it on a weekday, it looks like you're schlepping stuff. That's not nice for yantif. It's an ovdin the whole type concern. We cleared a little bit in the language of Rashi. Is it possible that kimischavin lamalacha rabba is different than kedera chol? But the simple understanding is to say it's all a concern of uvdin the chol, that people, and it's an uvdin the chol, not that you're not allowed to do by yourself necessarily, but that people are going to see you and they're going to say, oh, he's doing it for a chol purpose, even though it may very well be that you have a reason for doing this. Now, as you pointed out in the first line of the Gemara, if you have a legitimate reason and there's no other way to do it, then you're actually allowed not to make a shinui here. Otherwise, the way to fix it is to do a shinui by changing it in some way, as we mentioned in the Mishnah. We will get back to those types of details. However, the question arose from a different Gemara that we saw in Shabbos, and we saw the way two Rishonim addressed that last week. One Rishon that we saw is Tosfos. The other Rishon that we saw is Meiri. So at this point, I'm gonna read through Tosfos, and I'm going to remind us I can ask you also what the Meiri said. But let's start with Tosfos. Maybe karayayin lo yaviim bisal. Someone's bringing them. You can't bring them bisal uvekupa. You're not allowed to use those, again, holding objects in order to transport large numbers of jugs of wine. So v'tema asks Tosfos. Amrinan v'shavas berek mifanin dalet kupo. So hey, v'kol shekein jihei mutzer biyantif. Asks Tosfos. In Shabbos, we have a Mishnah there in Kuf Chafav Amud Beis, that you're allowed to bring these kupos from place to place. And here it sounds like you're not allowed to bring jugs of wine in a kupa. Again, a kupa was something that contained a large number of jugs of wine. So ask Tosfos, if it's going to be mutter on Shabbos, for sure it should be mutter on Yantif. Yesh Lomar answers Tosfos, Dehasa Mairi B'Shabbos. I think that's what the Bach has. I have to just scroll up here. You have the same screen as me. B'Shabbos. She'eino yachol lehotzian l'chutz ve'ein roino so ve'alkein mutter. Says Tosfos, no, you don't understand. That's a case of Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not actually able to bring these things outside. Therefore, it's mutter. No one's going to see you. So therefore, no one's going to say, oh my gosh, I can't believe Ezer is doing such a schlepping on Shabbos. Why? Because it can only ever be done inside my house. But here we're dealing with a case of yantif, where you're able to do it outside, okay? And people will see you. Because again, the person who's seeing him will say, oh, he's bringing them for Monday, for Tuesday. He doesn't need that many. And therefore, because it's possible to be seen on yantif. it's interesting to note, how does Tosfos seem to be understanding the words mimakom lemakom in our Mishnah?
Rishus Hayachid to Rishus HaRabin.
Why would you say that?
Well, because the problem is in Shabbos, we're taking it outside for anyone
to put in the house. But in within his chatzar, he's talking about, right?
It seems, I would be noted more towards Alan, because the way that Tosfos is saying it here is Tosfos is assuming we're talking about the same case between Shabbos and Yantiv. Just on Yantiv, you're able to take it outside. Tosfos doesn't seem to be understanding that that's shot in the Mishnah. Tosfos is saying you would theoretically be able to take it outside. However, the Mishnah is talking about Makom Lamakom even inside his house, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. You could say, obviously, Tosfos is agreeing that it would be true that the same din would apply outside of one's house, even from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, like you were saying. But nevertheless, I think simple pshat and Tosfos say that the Mishnah is talking about carrying from one corner of your house to another corner of your house. It's a complete stira. No, because on Yantif, it's possible to end up being somewhere outside. That's, I think, by the way, just stop here. Okay, so that's Tosfos. So we call Makom. That's going to become relevant later in the shir, by the way. That's why I stopped for that now. When we call Makom, nevertheless, it's Tosfos Kasha. The Amar Aval who may be al Ksefo. Alma Mashma Dimar Bebilucha Adif. And he says, however, what does it look like from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says you're supposed to schlep it on your shoulder, meaning one by one or two by two, as Rashi said. And so what does that seem to imply? That rather than taking them all in one big trip, it's better to make many, many trips to bring the same amount of stuff. And Tosfos says, it's true I gave you an answer before, but it doesn't solve it. Why? And it says there in Shabbos, limit ute behilucha adif. And again, I'm going a little bit faster than we might normally just because we did this last week. But asks Tosfos, it's explicit in the Gemara and Shabbos that it's better to minimize the amount you're traveling and it's better to bring them all at once. So Tosfos says, you know, we can give you all sorts of wonderful chilukim and on Yantif it's positive. At the end of the day, though, you're stuck. One Gemara explicitly says this is better than X is better than Y. Another Gemara says Y is better than X. How are you going to deal with that? V'yesh lomar, and Tosfos says, no, you just got to think back to what we explained. Dilema de pirash nunicha. According to what we explained, it all works out well. Dehasa mayri b'Shabbos de lo have ki'uvdi dechol. On Shabbos, bringing it in a salar kupa is not uvdin dechol. She'ein metaltel ki im mizavis lezavis ba'oso bias. Because you're only bringing it from one corner to another inside the same house. Ulekach ka'amar lemeute bihilucha adif tfei mishum tirche yaseira. So if there's no uvdin dechol that's happening, then it's better to say avoid extra tircha, avoid extra schlepping, which would be to take multiple trips and just take it all at once. Aval hachamari biyantif, and here is talking about yantif. Mishum tircha yaseira lo kapdina. We're not so concerned about tircha yaseira relative to el mishum de mechzika vedov dechol, because it looks like you're doing an uvdin dechol. V'imkein adiv tfei la'afushe bihilucha v'yase derech shinui. And here's where, again, it sounds a little bit more like Tosfos is even thinking the Mishnah is talking about in Rishus HaRabim. But nevertheless, you know, again, just something to keep in mind. Nevertheless, Tosfos says, here where there is a concern of Uvdin Dechol, though, then we're more concerned about the Uvdin Dechol element, which is taking a full kupa, rather than worrying about the extra tircha, which would be making more trips. Right? And again, V'yasa derech shino ke'echi delechzi David ko Uvdin Dechol. And you therefore would want to do a shinoi, again, bringing them one by one, two by two, so you don't look like you're doing the chalupa. Amim nami daser lafushay bihiluchaf al gavdim mayt b'masoi kivon she'ein mishan nami derechol. He knows, obviously, though, there will be times when it's aser to make a long journey, because that's what looks like derechol. Rashi also made reference to this, even when you're doing less. So basically, it depends on the circumstance. If a normal way to do this malacha on a weekday for bringing for a longer period of time, again, it looks like it's going for post Yantif. If the normal way to do that would be to make lots and lots of trips, then that's derechol. If the normal way to do that, like in our Mishnah, is to take all, a bunch at once, then that's what derechol is, and it's better to do the opposite. So, last week, and here's where I'm going to stop for a moment, this was the approach of Tosfos to resolve the sogyos. Tosfos said, it's very simple. That sogya in Shabbos is talking about Shabbos. This sogya in Beitza is talking about Yom Tov. That was Tosis's approach. Anybody remember if we saw anybody else last week and what they said? We did. We saw one other approach. We saw the Meiri. Very good. I'm just going to pull up that source sheet for a moment, just so we can share that. And I will put that up on the screen right now. Sorry. This was last week's source sheet. The first line here in this new paragraph in the Meiri, can everybody see what I've highlighted?
No, it's not showing up. Oh, now.
Yeah. Here it is.
Yeah.
Everybody can see now?
Yeah.
Okay, so Amar HaMeiri, HaMeiri Kariyayin Mimakom Lamakom, wrote Salomar Michutz Lebeso. Says the Meiri, our Mishnah is talking about when you're bringing it from outside the house. She'im L'soch Beso, Mizavis L'zavis, but if you're going to say the Mishnah is referring to a case of inside your house and from corner to corner, af b'Shabbos mutter, meaning that's mutter on Shabbos and that's mutter on Yontif. It's mutter both. Says Meiri, the two Mishnayos are not talking about Shabbos and Yontif. The two Mishnayos are talking about where you're bringing it from. The Mishnah in Beis is talking about from Rishus HaRabim, and the Mishnah in Shabbos is just talking about within Rishus HaYachid. All clear?
Yeah. But what about Chatzar though? How come they don't say Mibeso? How come they don't say a Chatzar?
We'll get to that in a little bit. We'll get to that at the end of today's Shir Mirtz Hashem. But takeaway message right now is that there's two ways to resolve this potential stira. One way, the way that we saw in Tosfos, which again, either of these may be taken by other Rishonim, and they are, as we'll see. But the approach of Tosfos is to say that one is talking about Shabbos, one is talking about Yontif. How do you resolve it? It's only Uvdin Dechol on Yontif. It's not Uvdin Dechol on Shabbos, because on Yontif it can potentially be in a place where people can see you. On Shabbos it's not. Mashem Kin the Meiri says, no. There's a difference here. That Mishnah is talking about indoors, and our Mishnah is talking about outdoors. Those are the two main approaches. Now, we're going to get back to one other thing we saw last week, which was the Shita. Well, we saw, a line from the Pnei Yehoshua. I brought that line of the Pnei Yehoshua here on today's source sheet, so you can pull it up on your computers. I'm going to share my screen as well, because I printed out my notes today rather than leave them up. So that's usually a good sign. And I ended up with an extra blank paper here. Okay, oh well. So, says the Pnei Yehoshua. That's done our Chazara for now. Ubelav hachi yesh li ledaktek al masha kasvu atosvos lechalek bin Shabbos li yom tov mishum de b'Shabbos eino yachalot tilechutz vein roin oso. He says, even without this, and again, we're still doing Chazar here, so I apologize for those who weren't here last week, I'm going a little bit faster than usual. But says the Pnei Yehoshua, anyways, he was discussing another issue, which we're not going to get into. He's discussing the machlokas between Tosfos and the Ran, which may be a further week, maybe not. He says, anyways, I have a question on Tosfos' chiluk between Shabbos and Yontif, because on Shabbos, is it possible that you're going to end up bringing it outside to inside or inside to outside? No. And therefore, there's no one seeing him. Masha imkein be Yontif, deroen oso, but on Yontif, where it's possible that people will see them, d'imkein, says the Pnei Yehoshua, tikshi l'rav, you can ask from Rav, de'amar kol makom shasru chacham b'nei maris ayin, afilu b'chadri chadarim aser v'yesh Liyashev, says the Pnei Yehoshua, and I think what his intention is here, that you could use this Mishnah, if Tosfos were right, you could use this Mishnah to ask as a kasha on the Shita of Rav, who says anywhere that the Chachamim said it's something is Aser because of Maras Ayin, is even going to be Aser when no one can actually see. And he says, V'yesh Liyashev, you can answer this question. So what I thought a good exercise for us to do, even though this is not exactly my style of shir, was to look at all the places in Shas that Rav comes up and to figure out where is Rav's rule said. Can we resolve this problem here based on some of those other cases? Do we even care about Rav's Shita? And things like that. Certainly the truth is the Gemara does ask this type of question on Rav in a number of places, as we'll see. And I think the Pnei Yehoshua's question is better. Other people ask on Tosfos. Tosfos, how could you say this if Rav Shita is X or Y or Z? Pnei Yehoshua is coming at it as the Gemara should have asked on Rav from our Mishnah then, which I think is actually a stronger question than asking from Rav Shita on Tosfos. But nevertheless, people viewed it both ways and people answered it both ways. So let's take a look at the first case, another Mishnah in Beitza. If any of you remember this, this is great. So, The Mishnah says as follows. Okay, it's source number Gimel, Talmud Bavli, Maseches Beitza, Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai say, In Molichin es Asula Mishovach Leshovach. A Shovach is a place where you'd have doves living. And Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to take your ladder from one, you know, dove coop to another. Aval Matehu Mechalon Lechalon. But you can bend it over, meaning you can lean it from one window to another window. Uveis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel allow you. You'll see in source number Dalet, I brought you the Rashi for this Gemara that we can run through quickly, so we'll be able to see Rashi's explanation at the very least of the Gemaras. It says the Mishnah, Kasalka Daidach, Sulam Hamiyuchad Lekach, V'nikar Shu Shel Shovach, V'tamad Beis Shammai, V'farish B'Gemara, Da'asri, V'afal Pishu, Ba'litol Gozalos, L'simchas Yom Tov. So he's saying we're going to assume that it's a ladder that's meant to be taking some of these doves out, and you can tell that it's a ladder of doves. But time of Beit Shammai, far from where, and the reason of Beit Shammai is explained, even though they're coming to take gozalos for Simchas Yontif, it's still going to be aser mechalon lechalon, from one window to the next. They also shovach atzmo shekein derech shovach lios bo mechitzos harbe. He says in the places where these animals were stored, you normally had different separators, and you'd move down the ladder from sort of cage to cage, basically. And therefore, he says you'd have kan lechol zug vizug, v'chalon lechol kan v'kan. A kan is a compartment. We call it a nest. It also means nest, but here it clearly means a compartment, which was a place where whatever pair of doves would be living. And that's how Rashi explains the Mishnah. Gemara, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ami. And here's an interesting Gemara. Rav Chanan Bar Ami explains the Mishnah, that where is this machlokes? Machlokes birishus harabim. This machlokes is talking about, okay, moving it in rishus harabim. And again, we're going to see Rashi over here. And again, we're talking about yantif. Okay, we're going on yantif from one place to the next. Are you allowed to carry in rishus harabim on yantif? It's not a trick question.
Yes.
Okay. So says Rav Chanan Bar Ami, the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is in Rishus Harabim. The Beis Shammai Savri Haroa Omer Lahatiach Gago Hutzarech. Beis Shammai, why are they concerned? Why do they say it's Aser? They have a separate concern. It's a concern of Uvdin Dechol, that someone's going to see them schlepping a ladder down the street and he's going to say, oh, the guy thinks he's going to, fix his roof. And Beis Hillel say no. Shov chomachiach alav. You can see clearly that the guy's going, to go and grab some doves. It's a dove ladder, after all. And again, this is exactly how Rashi explains it. Haroeh shehu molicho, the person who sees him. And again, we're jumping back and forth between Gimel and Dalet. So you have the Gemara and Rashi in front of you. Haroeh shehu molicho omer lahatiach gago utzarech. Someone who sees him carrying it will say, again, he's using it to do some aser thing on yantif. Arei osam alachav yom tov. They would smear the, and the truth is we didn't really need to get into this, but they would smear some sort of plaster cement on their roofs. They were not slanted. They were made in this fashion that they were basically flat on top. And people would use them. And so therefore you would want to smear it with, again, whatever this material exactly was, that way the water will drip down and not pool on top of your roof, which of course is something that's aser to do on yantif. And Beis Hillel hold no shov chol mochiach alav shov chol shel sulam mochiach shu nikar shu shel shovach. The sulam very clearly shows, everybody knows what a dove ladder looks like, and Beis Hillel says therefore it's mutter. And why is it going to be mutter? Okay, now says the Gemara. So that was the reason why in Rishus Harabim there's a machlokas. But the Gemara continues. Aval b'Rishus Hayachid, Divrei Hakol Mutter. But Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai don't disagree about a Rishus Hayachid. There, everybody holds its mutter. Says Rashi, why? Shehare Ein Adam Roehu. If you're just schlepping your ladder in Rishus Hayachid, that's fine. No one's watching. So what does this seem to say? On Yantif, we're talking about Ramamish, a parallel case to our Mishnah. on Yontif, if someone's going, they may be viewed by other people outside as doing something which is not mutter on Yontif. And Beis Hillel, who we paskin like, says, nah, that's fine. And for whatever reason that is, because in that case, it's clear that they're not doing that. However, the Gemara says, according to Beis Shammai, who says it would be usser, meaning Beis Shammai, who says there is a concern of Maris Ayin Uvdin Dechol, just like in our Mishnah, they, Beis Shammai, agree that if it's Birshus HaYachid, where no one can see you, it's okay. Ask the Gemara, Eini. How could, says the Gemara, how could Rav Hanan Bar Ami explain this way? How could he say that Pshat and Beis Shammai, even though of course we don't paskin like Beis Shammai, is that this is something which in Rishus HaRabim would be Aser, in Rishus HaYachid would be Mutter because no one can see? Doesn't Rav say that anything which is Aser because of Maris Ayin you can't even do when no one sees? Now, let's go back to Rashi for a moment, ask the Gemara, why do we care what Rav says? This is Rav Hanan Bar Ami, he can stand up for himself. Rashi explains, I'm just going to summarize outside because I don't want to take up too much time in all these Gemaras here, even though this is probably the most important, so we'll read it inside, fine. Bar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, v'chule, right? V'kashya de Rav ad Rav Hanan, and it's a kashya from Rav on Rav Hanan, v'avagav de Rav Amorahu. And even though the Rav was an Amora, Makshi Mine, we asked from him, Mipnei Shiraban Shel Kol B'nei Hadgola Haya B'doro Chutz Mishmuel. He was, you know, the big guy. As we note elsewhere, Rashi doesn't say this language, but what else do we say Rav is?
Like a Tana.
Like a Tana, Rav Tana Upalik we have in certain cases. So Rav is really a big deal. So that's why we're asking from Rav on Rav Hanan, even though technically speaking, they're both on equal stature as an Amora. The Gemara answers, don't worry, Rav Hanan has a backup shita as well. What? Tanaihi. It's just, don't worry, it's just a machlokas tanaim, meaning each shita follows a particular tana. Shotchan bechama avalo keneged ha'am, which is a case which we're going to see later on from Shabbos, which is brought there in a Mishnah and also in a Braisa. We quote the Braisa, you're going to see why, because the Mishnah only brings one opinion. Then you're allowed to take clothing which are wet, as Rashi says, Mishan nashru kela viderech b'megish shamim, shotchan bechama vehein nogvin me'alehen. You can dry your clothing in the sun, even though people might think that you've just finished washing them. However, says the Tanakama of this Braisa, avalo keneged ha'am, but if people are going to see it, then you can't do it. This would be the opinion that Rav Hanan Bar Ami was relying on. However, Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Lazar or Rabbi Shimon Osrin, they say, no, it's usher. If it's usher to do it in front of people, it's also usher to do it not in front of people. Shelo Yomru gives them Shabbos, Alma, Midi, Dimshim, Arasayin, Mutter, Bimakom, Sandua. Again, that was the first chita. So Rav follows the opinion of Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, who say it's usher. And Rav Hanan Bar Ami, who explains Beis Shammai in this way, follows the opinion of the Tana Kama. Any questions on this Gemara? Okay, all good. So that was case number one. We quoted Rav because we seemed to have an explanation of a Mishnah which was against Rav. So we brought in Rav to ask a question on that. What does that imply, by the way? Just if I were to ask you right now, how do you think we paskin? Like Rav or not like Rav? Based on this Gemara, what would you say?
Not like Rav.
Why?
Because if it's not seen, Rav wouldn't care. If it's not, if whether it's seen or not, he'd still say it's usher.
Right.
Maybe and why possibly,
we don't follow that.
So we do pass from like Rav. He usually pass from like Rav, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. I mean, clearly the Gemara is, when they weren't first asked the questions, you can see the Gemara is, you know, cares very much about his shita. That would be another way. That's not really Rashi's way of saying it. Rashi's saying it was a big deal. Truthfully, it is a machlokas tanaim. And however we paskin the machlokas tanaim, we might paskin. But the fact that the Gemara is asking from Rav on another Amora does seem to indicate that there's some significance to his shita. So I would say it's up in the air. I think you can make the argument both ways from this Gemara. Let's see some of the other Gemaras here. An interesting Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Okay, and again, this is going to be Osios Hey and Vav.
I don't paskin like Rav when Shmuel's arguing with him when it comes to certain issues. They don't paskin like him.
Right. There's two rules, right?
Right.
Karav b'Isuri and Kishmuel b'Dini, or vice versa. Right. No, that way. Anyways, the point is, though, Shmuel's not arguing here. Again, based on this, we're going to get to the Psak, whether or not we pass them like Rav. But nevertheless, the Gemara at the very least asks from him, which, again, I think the Pnei Yoshua's question is legitimate. I don't know if the other people's questions say, how could Tosfos oppose this rule? That's another good question. And again, we'll see that in a little bit. Okay. Next, again, this is Osios Hey and Vav. On the source sheet, the Gemara is in Hey, Rashi is in Vav. I just took one of very many cases of Avodah Zarah. Here we go. I'm sure you've seen this before. Partsufos hamekalchin mayim lekrachin. Okay, if you had, basically, have you ever seen these fountains where the water is coming out of someone's mouth? Right, like there's some statue of a person, or in this case, some sort of idol. And, you know, it's put so that there's a hole in the mouth and water sprays out of it. Okay, I'm sure you've seen these before in artistic places and things like that. Sorry? I thought someone said something. I guess not.
Yeah.
Okay. So partufas amakalk on mayim lekrachin, these types of things you can see in Rashi over here. Partufas adam chalulim b'nechlas silon mayim la'achoreyem l'sochan v'yotzin derech pihem. And again, bekrachim derech yoshvei krachim lehis nahig bigdula lachi nachat krachim. Saying in the big cities, that's where you'd have people acting in this ways. Sometimes even walled cities. That's the way we'll translate it. Lo yaniach pival pihem v'yishta. In such a case, says the Gemara, you shouldn't drink from such a fountain. Because it looks like you're kissing it on the lips. And that's going to be something that's usur. Okay? And the Gemara says, I don't know how this got skipped out here. I apologize. Vim eino nira, says the Gemara, but if it's not visible, mutter. Asks the Gemara, my eino nira. What does it mean if it's not visible? Ilema delo mischazi. If you're going to say pshat is, and you're not seen, meaning if no one's looking. Again, the simple way to read this Tanaitic source, which I think was a brisa, was a whole list of cases where basically in each after each one it said, Vim eino nira mutar, but if you're not visible, then it's okay. Ask the Gemara, what does it mean if you're not visible? If you're going to say it literally means no one's watching, V'amar v'yudam arav, kal makom she'astru chacham ipnei marisa ayin afilu b'chadri chadar maser. Anywhere it's going to be aser. Ela ima, says the Gemara, im eino nira kimishtacha vela avodas kochavim mutar. So says, and again, Rashi explains Rav here again, any place where you have a maris ayin concern, meaning in all of the cases listed there, it looked like you were bowing down to the avodah zarah, it looked like you were kissing the avodah zarah, looked like you were doing this to the avodah zarah, doing that. So says, what does it mean, eino nira? Meaning if it doesn't look like you're actually engaging in that action. Meaning in this case, I guess, if you held your mouth very far up above the fountain, whatever the case may be, or in the other cases, if it doesn't look like you're bowing down to it, it just looks like you're doing X, Y, or Z. In all those cases, it would be mutter, but in a hanami, if it was being done in a way that did look like it was kissing or worshiping in some way the Avodah Zarah, even if no one was looking, it would be aser. Again, this also seems to be upholding Rav. We're struggling to make this Mishnah fit with Rav. We don't bring in this idea of the other brisa here, say it's a machlokas tanaim, in which case, again, that would obviously be an easy resolution. Next case.
By the way, are you moving the source sheet down?
Oh, I'm not. Sorry. I'm just reading the one in my hand. But yes, we were just over here in Hay and Vav. Thank you for, thanks for letting me know about that. It's easy to get caught up in something that you're holding.
Intensity okay. At the moment.
Yes. My apologies. But yes, now it's back up on the screen again. We're going to start with now Zion and Ches. Okay, this is a Mishnah that we saw. We saw the brisa of it, actually. Let's take a look at the Mishnah. Misha nashru kelav biderech b'mayim, the exact same language as the brisa. If again, says Rashi, Misha nafru shenaflu l'mayim b'shabbos, so someone's clothing got wet on Shabbos. Mahalech ben v'nechoshes, first of all, you're allowed to continue walking with them. Don't worry about that it's going to squeeze out water, things like that. Don't worry about that. Higiel l'chatzer hachitzona. When you got to the outer chatzer of the city, says Rashi, meaning it's inside the city, it's a makom hamishtamer, it's close to the entrance. Then shotchan bechama, you can spread them out in the sun. Avalo keneged ha'am, but again, don't do it in a way that people can see it. Again, when you get into the Gemara, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yudam Rav Kol Makom Shtas Chama Dei Maris Ayin Afilu B'Chadri Chadar Maaser. right? And again, Rashi said the concern here is that people are going to think that you washed your clothing. It's a Maris Ayin type issue. It's an Ovdin Nechol Maris Ayin type issue. So ask the Gemara, what about Rav Shita? Says the Gemara, Tnan, Shotchan Becham, Avalo Keneged Ha'am. Our Mishnah seems to disagree with Rav, so maybe we should reject Rav. Because Rav says it would be usur even if people can't see it. But the Mishnah explicitly says it's mutter where people can't see it. Says the Gemara, Tanai, it's a machlokes Tanaim. Ditanya, and here's where we bring in that same rice as before. Shotchan Mechama, Avalo Keneged Ha'am. That was the opinion of Tanakama, which is equivalent to a Stam Mishnah that we just had over here in Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Ostrin, Rabbi Elazar, and Shimon, no. They say it's actually going to be Aser. So the Gemara says Rav has a Shita to rely on. Again, what does this seem to indicate in terms of the Psak? If I could ask you a question.
No, it seems to be that we pass him like Rob.
Why?
No.
I just want to hear your reasons. There's no wrong answers here. I just want to hear your reasons.
I don't think. I think the Gemara is just trying to say it can be according to both Shitas. They're trying to basically reconcile that. As opposed to indicating an opinion one way or the other.
Okay, if we have a Mishnah and a Braisa, which do we generally follow?
Stam Mishnah.
Uh-huh, so you could make that argument, no? What does a Stam Mishnah say, like Rav or not like Rav?
Not like Rav.
Not like Rav. So you could make such an argument. Again, we'll see these. I'm preparing you for the coming sources over here.
But the other question I have is, we're only talking about Rabbanans here, or are we talking about Derises also?
That is a phenomenal question. That's what we're building up to over here. I want you to keep that in mind, though. Let's think of these cases so far. Right? What's the Maris Ayin of schlepping a ladder?
On
Yantu. Yeah.
Moved in the hall.
The
Avodah Zarah case is a little bit harder to think about, but Avodah Zarah potentially, that's a good question.
Is Maris Ayin ever a Doraisa? I wouldn't think so.
Well, I'm not saying the Maris Ayin is a Doraisa. I think he's asking, what do people think that the guy did?
Doesn't matter what they think he did.
We'll get to that.
I presume Sherrod is suggesting we have a different point of view for Maris Ayin on an Isser D'Oraisa than a Maris Ayin on an Isser D'Rabbanan.
That's what I understood as well. We might. But anyways, we'll get to that. It's an excellent, excellent point. Let's take a look at this last Gemara here that we have. Okay? Again. Okay? It's Daf Samach Dalet. Okay, Amar Rav Yonah Rav, Gemak Shor Tzchom Mivnei Maris Ayin, Afilu Chadri Chadar Maser. It's talking about a whole bunch of cases of, as you can see in Rashi, Sirion Vekasta, Omagafayim, of all these things. Olo Yikshor Gemalim Zebazet, Demechsika Azel Lechinga. It looks like you're going to a Chinga. Anybody know what a Chinga is?
Market,
very good. Yeah, looks like you're going to the market. So this is the context in which it comes up. Tnan says the Gemara. We seem to ask a question on Rehud Amarav. Velo bizug af al pi shepakuk. You're not allowed to go with a bell, on your animal's neck, even though it's stopped up. That's one Mishnah. Vitanya idach, and we have another Raisa. Pokek lazug bitzavar umitayalima bechatzer, which says that you are allowed to plug up the bell, and then you can walk around in your own chatzer. So this first line over here, which I've highlighted from the Mishnah, tells you that Birshus HaRabim is going to be Aser. Whereas this Braisa tells you that Birshus HaYachid is going to be Mutter. That's again a question on a Rehuda Amarav. Okay? Right, and again, you can see in Rashi over here of Eino Molid Kol, Lo Teitzei Behema Bo. Even if it's plugged up, an animal can't go out. V'taima parishna perakama perak bame behema mishum demechsika zelachinka. Again, v'tanya bebraisa debechatzer deleka maris ha'ayin mutter, says Rashi, where there's no maris ayin, it's okay. Says the Gemara, we come to the rescue of Rav yet again. Tanai, it's true, it's a machlokas Tanaim. The Tana of the Mishnah and Brisa is like Tanakama, Shodchan, Bechama, Velokanegadam, the same thing that we've already seen now three times. And Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Oster, and that's the opinion of Rav, that they say again, this is in regard to the wet clothing. The first opinion says you can put it in the sun, you know, so long as no one's looking. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon say, no, it's Oster either way. So how do we paskin? Now let's see what some of the Rishonim said. Dr. Tosfos. Tosfos over here write the following. It's on this Gemara on Shabbos Samach Hei. Amar Rav, Kamaf Shastra Chamim. Yesh Mefarshim De'ein Halacha Karav. And Tosfos is going to bring in a further case. Some say that the Halacha is not like Rav. Midetani B'chulin, from the fact we learned in Chulin, Ein Shochtin L'soch Guma Birshus Harabim Shlo Yechekeh Ha'api Kursim Uvechatzer Mutter. I'm not exactly 100% certain of what's going on. Basically, there's an isser to shecht and have blood drain into some sort of pit that you dug in Rosh Hasharabim. Apparently, that was the way of the minim of the apikorsim. Really, the tzedukim, you're emulating them. That was something that is mutter in your chatzer. Umiyu, however, ain't the raya. You don't really have a raya. De bechatzer mutter, that it would be mutter in a chatzer. De af haroe also omer lenakir chatzera hutzarech. That even in that case, if someone sees him doing that, he'll think, oh, it's for a separate issue. Meaning, the maris ayin concern just simply doesn't apply when you're in your chatzer. When you're in a chatzer, people seeing you won't think that you're doing that. Meaning, Tosfos is explaining that case is a case where if people see you doing it in Rishus Harabim, there's a concern. But if people see you doing it in Rishus Hayachid, there isn't actually that same concern. I mean, even though no one can see you, it's also saying if they would see you in a theoretical world where they could see you, they wouldn't think anything of it. They would just think, ah, oh, you're cleaning out your chatzer, right? Aval be'alma, she'im yira adam haro yashtedenu afilu b'chadri chadar maser. But if it was a case where if a person could theoretically see you, they would still be choshesh that you're doing an iser, then that's when it applies. This is a very, very important rule. Again, to say, Tosfos is saying here that number one, he's defending the opinion that we do paskin like Rav. So that's very important, especially if we're going to ask on our Tosfos and our Gemara, how could you go against Rav? Tosfos is saying there is an opinion that says halacha is not like Rav, and it's based on this Mishnah and Chulin. And Tosfos says it's not a raya, because in that case in Chulin, if people were to see you in your private property, they wouldn't think you're doing an Isser. Masha Enkin, if they would see you doing it in public, they would think you're doing an Isser. Okay, and says Tosfos, that's why that's not a raya. In case you're not 100% clear on this, the Rush fleshes it out.
Could you argue that this applies to our Gemara, that somehow carrying those four bottles in the basement looking up like an over the default as compared to carrying it outside?
Yes, you could. And we will see that, Chita. And I think that's one of the best answers we have. But we'll wait for that, because there may be when we get there, I'll ask you a question on that. Okay? Remind me, say, Ezra, you had a question on this. So we'll get there. Okay. Says the Rush, similar idea. The Rush just identifies more of the Shitos Alacha. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Gomakom Shas Tzurcham Bnei Maris Ayin Afilu B'Chadri Chadar Maser. Okay, quotes the Gemara. V'atnan Shochem Lachama V'lo Kenegad Am Tanayi Tanya Blah Blah Blah, etc. 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 This is, by the way, the Rush is on the other Gemara. It's not on Samach Dal Samach Hey. It's on Kuf Mem Vav. Okay. Says the Rush. Hamilsa Afal Gav Dehavele Stam B'Mishno Machlokes B'Braisa. Says even though we have a Stam Mishnah and a Machlokes in the Braisa, Hilchasa kemachlokes de Braisa. We paskin like the opinion that argues in the Braisa. Why? Dikai Rav Kavasei. Because Rav follows that opinion, and what's the proof that we follow Rav? De makshinan mine perkama davodazara. And he says, because look at these other places that we brought. If you look at the case of Avodazara, the Gemara goes out of its way to ask from Rav on that Mishnah. That seems to imply that Talacha is like that. And therefore he says, right again, my enira yilem edem schazi. He just quotes the Gemara that we saw in Avodah Zarah. Nothing. For Rabbeinu nisim gonzal pasak de'ein halacha karav. Ve'hevi ra'im adatani perek pei zechon arotzal nakar chazer osem makom chutz leguma v'shoses v'yar leguma v'shuk le'asakim shalayach kesetz dukim. He says, Rabbeinu nisim gon is the one who says that, and he doesn't give the response of Tosfos, but he basically says, again, as we saw in Tosfos, that's no raya. it's hard to see what the Rambam's saying. I don't really want to go so much into this Rambam over here. One possibility, which we raised last week, was raised by the Tzlach and various other Achronim. I think I saw it in the Chasam Sofer. I think I saw it in Rabbi Yashiv. Tzlach gives an answer that some people said, you know, oh, Tosfos obviously means this. Again, I don't know if Tosfos obviously means it, but nevertheless, here's what the Tzlach says. Vein lehak shows harei kol mashos from neimar asanu filu chadur chadar maser. Don't ask that as a question. Dizesh shayich bedavar sheshayich gam bechutz v'lachin aser gam bechadre chadar. Says the Tzlach, and again, you may remember this answer from last week, that's only possible where it can actually come to be a case of Isser. Meaning, where's the original Isser? The original Isser is you're bringing it from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachad or vice versa, where people can see you. On Shabbos, is that possible at all?
No.
So therefore, we can't say that it should be Aser B'chadre Chadarim if it can never even have a case of the original reason for Isser. Meaning, on Yontif, where it's possible to happen outside. So there we should say Afilu B'chadre Chadarim Aser. But on Shabbos, Aval B'davar D'lo Mishkachas B'chutz Klal. Kigon Hotzah L'chutz B'Shabbos, Shebelav Hachi Aser Rishum Hotzah. But on Shabbos, says the Tzlach, you can't have any case of Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachad and vice versa. Mishum hachi eno aser b'chadre chadarim. Therefore, he says not aser b'chadre chadarim. Why? Because you can never have the case that would be aser. You can never have a Maris Ayin case. Meaning, this rule applies when you have a Maris Ayin case, but you're saying in this particular circumstance, no one's going to see me. Says Islach, no one can ever see you when you're inside your house on Shabbos, because you can't go outside your house with this stuff. And this is the way that many, many, many people explain that Tosfos. So, they say that's Tosfos' whole point.
I don't understand the answer. Sorry. So how does the answer Tosfos?
So we had a problem on Tosfos. We said Tosfos is saying that on Shabbos, it's going to be mutter to schlep things from one corner to the next inside your house.
Yeah, got it. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Whereas on Yontif, that's going to be Aser. And also being outside is going to be Aser.
But are all Rav's cases just on Shabbos? Surely some of the cases that we brought down by Rav are by Yontif as well.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with anything? The Tzlach is bringing a chiluk within Rav. He's saying Rav only said his ruling, kol masha aser mipnei maris ayin afilu b'chadre chadar maser, when there is a hechitimsa that you can have a case of maris ayin. On Shabbos, says the Tzlach, it's physically impossible to have a case of Maris Ayin because you can't bring from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid.
But are all the cases that we've just brought down from the different Gemaras just by Shabbos when it comes to Rav?
No, it wouldn't matter whether they're on Shabbos because they're not. They're certainly all talking about a case where it's possible to have such a case. Meaning, let's look up and we'll go through the case. I understand what you're asking. Okay, the first case. That's talking about Yontif. Okay, bringing the Shovach. A case, again, where we're saying people will see you in Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, afilu b'chadre chadarim, it should be aser. That was the first case. Hartzufos is not really comparable, but certainly that's something done in public. Nashru kelav, again, your clothing getting wet, that you're allowed to carry in Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos because you're wearing it, you're not really carrying it. Right? So that's something that people can see. And again, if you're spreading them out in the chatzer, people can see into your chatzer, right? Again, keneged ha'am. So that's also a case. And finally, the last case of taking your animal out. Okay, that's also talking about a case of... Second. Yeah, I mean, it seems that people will... it potentially would be something that was going out in Rishus HaRabim. That's what it seems to be. So in all these cases, yes, all of the cases of Rav are only cases where it's possible that people will suspect you of doing this Isser in Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, you can't do it in Rishus HaYachid. It says it's Lach, but if it's impossible to say that this could ever happen in an Aser type of way, then we're not going to be Gozer on this. Fine? I'll read it through one more time. Vein lahakshos says it's lacharei kol mashe asru, and we're in source test vav. Mipnei marasayin afilu b'chadri chadar maser dezeh shayach b'davar shayach gam b'chutz.
In other words, there has to be the potential of some doing marasayin somewhere.
V'lachein aser gam b'chadri chadar ma'ava b'davar delo mishchachas b'chutz klal, where it's impossible to happen, kigon hotza l'chutz b'shabbos, shevalav hachi aser mishum hotza, mishum hachi eno aser b'chadri chadarim. In such a case, there's no concern that it will ever end up being a chashash to other people outside. Therefore, it's not aser b'chadri chadarim. That's
it's a gzera, right? It's like a gzera.
It's like a gzera, but it's not, because then it would be gzera l'gzera. But yes, it's like a gzera. Okay. Tosfos HaRash, interestingly, which I didn't see people quoting. I happened to come across this because I did a search on Bar Ilan for certain keywords in the sugya, and I came across this. I didn't see people quoting this, which is a shock to me. It's a rishon. Now, most of the people writing didn't have Tosfos HaRash around then, which is probably why, but still. Tosfos HaRash, the most simple answer. He directly addresses this question in Tosfos HaRash and Shabbos. That's Tosfos HaRash. But it's not a Maseches Yontif Reisha. Maybe Yichadei Yainu Makom L'Makom Leivim Estalav Kupa Yesh Lomar D'Mimakom L'Makom Shani Shemavim Derech Roshus Harav Mechzikuv D'Nechol Aval Hacha Bebeis. So he's talking about, again, the Stira. He asks it in the other direction. He asks it on the Gemara, okay, of Mifanin. And he says, aye, but it says in Beitza this. And he answers the same answer. This is being done in your house, and that's being done potentially outside. I ask, what are you going to do with that? Lo dami lahacha, says Tosfos HaRash. De afilu im yiru oso beveso, no se bekupa. Lo mechzik yuvda dechol. This is exactly like which answer that we saw before? Like the rule of Tosfos earlier. That if it's right. Something that right. If someone would see you doing wouldn't look like the same Uvdin Dechal as outside, then it's mutter. Again, this is distinct from the Tzlach. The Tzlach was saying it can never come to a case where it's going to look bad. Tosfos HaRash is saying, factually, if someone would be peeping in your window, they wouldn't think you were doing something Keder Echol. Why not?
Yeah, that's a good question. Why not? Because people do have it.
Because if you're inside, you're not taking it to the shoot. Nothing looks commercial.
Right. When you do it inside. There needs to be, perhaps you could say in Tosfos HaRash, something similar to what you're saying. There needs to be some other element to this other than just carrying something. It's not just like, oh, I'm carrying a lot of things. That's not what's Uvdin Dechol. Uvdin Dechol is when it looks like you're buying a lot of stuff, you're having it. But without those elements, perhaps without a longer journey, when people are not going to be choshish you of this. So therefore, even if someone were looking in your window, says Tosfos HaRash, is not a problem. Now, what's the problem with this as an answer for Tosfos?
According to this, also in Yontif, it would be us.
And that's the major question. That's exactly, okay, you gave the whole shear over here. The problem is this doesn't work for Tosfos. Because Tosfos says the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. If this chiluk was true, you would have to say that on Yontif, it should also be mutter. And in fact, if you look at the language of Tosfos HaRash here, who does he go like Tosfos or the Meiri? He goes like the Meiri. He says, what's the chiluk between the Mishnah and Beitza and the Mishnah and Shabbos? Mimakom limakom versus bebeso. Tosfos HaRash doesn't go with Yontif versus Shabbos. Because if we were to follow this Svara, that wouldn't work.
So is he saying, in fact, there's no concept of Maris Ayin in somebody's house?
No.
Not for this.
He's
not
saying
for
in this case, there's no Maris Ayin, as we suggested, because you're not schlepping it from anywhere.
We have to go back to the Gemaras about weighing stuff and stuff like that, and look at all those Gemaras and see whether, in fact, in the house, it's different than outside a house, and really understand it more in terms of all those Gemaras that we had.
So we did talk about it briefly there once, but that's an action which, again, I think this is exactly the point of Tosfos HaRash here. This particular action just doesn't look like Uvdin Dechol when you're doing it inside your house. Weighing meat maybe does look like Uvdin Dechol when you're doing it inside your house. I hear your question, though, and we should go back to those sources. I remember we had a long Tiferes Yisrael who asked this question as to when we say this. And again, we'll also have to see what type of Ovdin Dechol here, as we mentioned, and I think as you wanted to be Mechalek last week, it's possible we're dealing with a slightly different situation, because here we're talking about doing a Malacha which is Mutter with these concerns on top of it. Whereas there, it's almost like a different brand of Ovdin Dechol, and that's why, again, there's no such thing as like, and if you don't want to do the Shinoi, or if you don't end up doing the Shinoi, or if you can't do the Shinoi, it's okay. There is Aser. So that will be more of what we get into in coming weeks. I see we don't have time for the Rosh Yosef. I didn't think it was going to take this long. I would have cut out the Rambam altogether. The Rosh Yosef basically goes through what the Shita of Rashi is here. And basically what he argues is, at the end of the day, is that, and I'm going to highlight the line that's the main kicker, Tzarech Lomar, Dehad De'astru B'chadri Chadarim, Hainu Be'isr Torah Lo Be'isr D'Rabbanan. What you mentioned earlier. Anything that was Asr B'chadri Chadarim is only when there is a concern of people thinking that it's an Isr De'oraisa. However, if people are just going to think that it's an Isr D'Rabbanan, then no. It's only a question of Uvdin D'Chol here, and therefore that's the case. However, right, meaning according to Rashi, let's say someone was bringing stuff for after Yantif, what would the actual Avera be? Let's say that was true. Let's say according to Rashi, and this is a Gemara you should have seen on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, which I did take a look. There's a huge long Tosfos in Rashi there. But nevertheless, sorry, let me just silence that. Nevertheless, big machlokas Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Yud Beis, what happens if you taka actually do take something in Rishus HaRabim, not for Tzorech Yantif? According to Rashi, the Isser is only Midrabanan. According to Tosfos there, the Isser is D'Oraisa. Right? And that's basically what he says here in this last line. So he says, therefore, it could be that we wouldn't ask that question over here as well. Whatever. You have to ask really. I'm going to stop basically by summarizing. I hope I want to go through this properly next week. So Mr. will pick up over here. But I think the main two things that we have to think about is that, A, this question of, do we paskin like Rav is just a matter of how you formulate the question. The Pnei Yeshua's formulation, in my opinion, is a much better formulation. The Gemara should have asked, based on this interpretation of the Mishnah from Rav in the Gemara, just like it did in those other four places. And then we talked about really two possible answers. The Rambam's answer was very fair. Slach's answer, which was within the sheet of Tosfos, and Tosfos Arash's answer, which was within the sheet that we called the Meiri, but which is also probably Rashi, which was also Tosfos Arash himself over there. And one answer was to say that when it can never come that people will suspect you, meaning when it can never be done in Rishus HaRabim, we're not going to be Gozer B'Chadre Chadarim. And Tosfos Arash's answer was that if someone would see you in Chadre Chadarim, they wouldn't think it's an Isser. So we're going to stop over here and pick up next week.
Yeah. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.
Shabbos, everybody.
Stay safe and healthy.
Amen, amen.